father of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, we behind on this thing. All right. You know, we had our segment, Lance. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I forgot. The main thing that I learned this weekend is that Trump is a much better bike rider than Joe Biden.
Joe had a little issue there.
Did you see Trump riding a bike, though?
No.
You didn't see it? Here it is. Here he is. Oh, yeah. He can, as opposed to Biden, who can't even stand up on his bike, Trump riding through traffic. They put Trump's face on some kid who's an expert bike rider, wheelies, and doing all kinds of stuff. Did you see the one where Trump hits a golf ball and then shows Biden just falling down?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah. That was a little scary watching our president just stop his bike and then just fall down. That was interesting. So that happened this weekend, and it created quite the memes for stuff. So we saw Tim. We saw Joe Biden fall off his bike. It was a little scary.
By the way, this is the Josh. Here's the home run. Watch the move.
Josh Donaldson. We're watching him.
So
yesterday.
Josh Donaldson, who is literally the lippiest Major League Baseball player. He's the one that got in trouble for saying Jackie to Anderson from White Sox because Tim Anderson called himself the new Jackie Robinson. And he's like, okay, Jackie. And so, which was not a racial thing. It was basically him trying to troll. He was trying to troll Tim Anderson because Josh Donaldson is the human troll. But watch the move he makes with his left hand after this home run. There you go. A little something right there to the private
parts. As opposed to picking it, he kind of
picks it.
He picks it
in the lower part.
Yeah, in the lower region.
A little slow motion look at it if you want to see him.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see.
Take it away. What a game between the Blue Jays and the Yankees yesterday. 10-9.
No, guys were, they were bat flipping nonstop. There was a lot of animosity in that game. There was a lot of intensity.
Bichette's bat flip was awesome. I mean, the whole, two don't like each other. Teoscar's was awesome.
He had a strong bat flip.
Yep.
Now, Rizzo jacked one and did not bat flip it.
Well, Rizzo's not going to bat
flip. He's a rice guy. He's not going to bat flip anything.
Rizzo's not a rice guy.
I'm thinking of, dang it. Who is
Rendon?
Rendon, the one who ruined our lives.
Who doesn't play, he's out again for the season.
I know he ruined our lives in 19. Like, couldn't he just been out for the season in 19?
How unbelievable! You want to talk about one of the worst investments in baseball history? Anthony Rendon to the Angels has been awful.
I mean, whenever they get guys, Albert Pujols, it's just doesn't. Can you imagine if these guys actually played like they were capable?
Well, they did give over $400 million to Trout, and he went on a 5-home-run tear this weekend.
Trout's one of their guys.
Though. Yeah, he's their
They've
guy.
Had, right. They didn't buy him.
No, he's their guy. So we really don't have time to get into this right now, but Kim Ogg spoke on the lack of indictment for Deshaun Watson.
This is Mike Meltzer's podcast.
She says it's not. Yeah, she was on Mike Meltzer's podcast, which is pretty good. Pretty cool. Meltzer got out of the business to go become a lawyer, and he's doing a lot of sports law stuff. So good for him. And she says people, even when they clear the criminal justice system, often face accountability and repercussions in other parts of our legal system. And so I think to determine whether justice was done in this case, you're going to have to wait and see how it all comes out in the civil side of things and then through the NFL on the administrative side of things. And then people will determine whether that's justice. You know, the preponderance of evidence was just not there. So it would have been a much more difficult. Listen, in a civil trial, 51-49 wins. But that's not the case in the legal system.
Yeah, but I thought what Kim Ogg said was pretty interesting because she basically said, we'll see if justice is done after the civil. Like, it was almost like saying, let's see what the civil suit says first. It was almost like saying, we can't do anything on the criminal side.
No.
But the civil is also going to be very indicative of if justice was done. She's basically telling you, And we think this guy's got some, we think there's something here. We just couldn't do anything.
Well, there's that. Or she'll say, well, look, he didn't get fined that much either. I mean, it didn't even come out in the civil side.
Oh, yeah, I guess that could be the way she's looking
at it. She could be looking at it in both ways. That absolutely could be the case. But the NFL is also going to have their – now, if he's – now, you've said it, I've said it, we've said it. We think a year. Now that seems to be the prevailing thought. But apparently now, which we haven't seen before, according to rumors have it, that the NFL and the NFLPA are going to negotiate a suspension for Deshaun. Mm-hmm. That is highly unusual. But you want to talk about high profile. But now, the NFL would come up with their... In the past, the NFL would come up with their suspension.
What is that?
The NFLPA would go and try to get it.
Basically, they're trying to come up with a suspension that is not even going to be appealed.
Right.
My guess is they're going to say, look, we'll do 10 games. We're not doing a full year. Player Association, if the league says full year, league has to go full year.
Yeah.
They can't back off of it because they don't want it appealed. You have to. Maybe the league wants to make it stronger than that. I don't know if they can. Maybe they want to say, you know what, to make it hurt. You know what really hurt Cleveland? If the league said, I don't know how you could do this. If they said, we're going to do the last six games of this year. It's going to start the last six games of this year and the first six of next year. That would be devastating. If you took a 12-game suspension and made it 1 year, okay, well, we know what we got to do this year. If you took him out of December,
well, 12 would be
games,
8-8.
If you
eight
took him out
nine.
Of, if you took him out of December, well, I'm just saying 12. Meaning, if you said 12, okay, we're not even going to do a full 16. We'll do 12. But you did it to end the season, the last six games of one season, and the first six, you could get off to a 1-5 start and be buried the next season. In essence, you'd be crushing 2 years, and you'd say it's just 12 games, guys.
Well, not only that, but you're actually going to have a real fine. You'll actually have
real
money
happens if you were to do that,
as opposed to just this year. 914 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Craig DeSerf, no suspensions.
No, Craig DeSerf. Now, some times where Craig probably, when he was a bodybuilder, could have gotten some suspensions. I mean, there's a chance. I do tell you this, though. I know Craig pretty well. I've known him for years, and I just think he's one of the best guys, and the other day I gave a listener his direct cell phone number because I said, call Craig direct. Our guy wanted to, he's got a van that he wants to trade in. He needs to get a new vehicle. The van is in good shape. And he was running me through all this. I said, listen, yes, Craig absolutely will work with you and absolutely will give you the best possible, trade in value. But he really means it when he says he takes care of listeners. Here's his phone number. Call him up. Tell him you know me, that we're friends. And he's going to take care of you, all of you. Whenever you do that, whenever you go into Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, go to LanceZCars.com, ask to talk to Rick or Jeff or Craig and say you're friends of mine. I don't care. Tell them we do Little League stuff together or we frisbee golf together. I don't care what it is. Tell them that you've had some of my delicious brisket and it's the best in the country. I don't care what you say. But I do know this. He's going to take care of you on pickup trucks, on leases, on purchases, on SUVs, large SUVs. Mid-size SUVs, smaller SUVs. Gulf Coast will take care. He'll take care of you on Chevy Silverados or the GMC Sierra pickup trucks. I mean, it really doesn't matter. They're not going to go above sticker price, regardless of what the supply and demand look like. And they will go that extra mile with customer service and with the vehicle. Anytime you have vehicle repair work or just general service, they go that extra yard. Nobody beats customer satisfaction from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can shop online right now at LanceZCars.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's good stuff. Keep it going, Oscar. Bring it up.
The bars. I didn't think we were going to have the bars on a Monday. El the bars got a little... Like, El started fighting people, too. He was...
Did they fight Biv DeVoe?
No, I think Belle Biv DeVoe would have kicked her ass. But it would have been like they had four guys and one sister, and then Belle Biv DeVoe was three guys. But they would have fought New Edition. New Edition was younger in 83. They might have beat up young, like 15-year-old. Mike was tough. So
Tito?
Mike would have been. No, Tito was rough.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Tito was rough. Randy Jackson.
Tito, pass me a tissue.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have. No,
Mike
the Jacksons
the man,
came up.
Manly
hold on.
Fella now.
No. But the Jacksons in general, they came from Gary, Indiana. Their dad was
their
hard.
Daddy, oh, yeah.
Was... I would not have fought the Jacksons. I mean, like I said, Mike would not have been in the fight. But I don't know that you wanted to fight the Jacksons. And El DeBarge is a little guy, so, but I know there's something where he got arrested for beating somebody up. Like, with this high-ass voice, El DeBarge. Don't sleep on him. Just telling you.
All right, Astros win the series. Take 2 out of 3. Get the day off today. And then they've got the Mets coming here for 2, and then they go to the Yankees for 4, then the Mets for 2, and then the Yankees back here for 1. So 9 straight games against New York teams. That is happening for our club. Matthew Fitzpatrick got a great break in that bunker on 18. That was the whole tournament. He was able to get it on the green about 15 to 20 feet away from the hole, missed the putt, but then Will Zalatoris missed his putt as well. So Matthew Fitzpatrick picked up his first major and the first major for his caddy, which is a great story. The guy's been caddying for 40 years. And it's his first major, so that was pretty cool. Billy Foster getting his first major. That was great.
Kissed the flag afterwards?
Yeah, kissed the flag. It was neat. What was the – there was one other story. Oh, and the big game between Texas A&M and Texas. It turns out that Texas A&M was just better, 10-2, and they move on in the College World Series, and Texas goes home. First one out, Texas beat it.
I was outside we had our big ping pong tournament in the family, and I was outside, and all of a sudden I heard screaming inside. I'm like, oh, it's Longhorn Sports back on. My wife's yelling.
She's yelling at the TV?
Yelling at the TV. There's an error. They made it 4-2, and then it was over after that. It was over. I'm going to watch NHL tonight, too.
Yeah.
My wife's headed out of town with my mother-in-law.
Not very good. The Avalanche has been dominating.
7-0.
Yeah.
Same score the Astros got.
This is the two-time defending champs they're beating up like this.
So I was reading. I went to a handicapping forum in NHL, and they were talking about, because I was looking at Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm like, I bet people are all over the Lightning. They're like plus 150, have a great goalkeeper, and they've won back-to-back. I mean, and you're getting plus 150 with them, or 140, 130, something like that. And in this forum, they said, this is a sucker bet. Everyone's going to be saying, oh, look at this. And literally, like they were talking about me. Oh, look at this great goalkeeper. Oh, look at, you're getting plus 135, 140 back on a team that you're getting that back for a team who's won back-to-back titles. So how about the fact that, you've got the Avs and the handicappers in there, the smart ones said, this is a sucker bet. The Avalanche are much better than the Lightning. Much better than the Lightning. Are you a Twins fan now?
I'm a Twins fan. I just got a Twins shirt delivered to me because Carlos
if
Correa.
If there's a free t-shirt, you're a fan of anyone
that's
with a free
golf
t-shirt.
Shirt. That's a golf shirt.
It's a free t-shirt.
It ain't a free t-shirt. It's
Do you
a
have
golf
a free
shirt, which I'll be wearing.
NFL Network
out
shirt?
To play. I might even, I don't know, I might bring it to Vegas and wear it in Vegas and might bet the Twins because first place Twins. That's
wow.
My team.
I thought you were an Astros fan.
If somebody gives me a shirt or a pizza, I'm all in.
I know you are.
Okay? I'm
I know
all
you
in
are.
On them.
I got a conversation to have with you off the air.
Okay.
You totally reminded me of something having to do with pizzas.
I'm a Browns fan because remember when I went to see Alonzo? I went down in the equipment room, and the dude gave me all kinds of Browns gear. Remember when I was wearing my Browns gear around?
I know, and you're a Seahawk fan, and you're a NFL Network fan. You're a Roughneck fan.
Yeah.
You're a fan of anybody that gives you free clothes.
They did give me free clothes.
Yeah.
Is the Panthers for Baker going to happen?
Yeah, it'll happen.
Okay, how much of the salary are the Browns going to eat?
I think at least $8 million of the 18.
They're going to eat 8 of the 18. Okay. Well, it's 18.9.
I think at least 8, could somewhere between 8 and 10 is my guess.
Is how much the Browns are going to have to eat.
I think the Browns have to eat that, yeah.
And there's no chance he stays around. Even with, suppose Deshaun is gone for the year.
Nope. Already brought that up.
We brought that up. But okay. Feelings that aside, shirt
smells
all the
good.
Stuff.
By the way, that shirt smells good.
It does?
Or maybe it's the guy who brought the shirt smells. Guess what it is.
So let me ask you this question. Is it the smartest thing to get rid of Baker?
No, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
I don't think it is, but I think that they consider the damage done, the bridge burned, and I think they're out on Baker. Now, I think, hey, Baker can win you more games than Brissett. And he's still under contract. You're still paying him. I don't understand why you wouldn't go at the best quarterback option. But they know him better than we do, so maybe the team has turned on Baker. Maybe the team doesn't like him. Maybe the guys in the locker room think he's a soft or baby, especially since Deshaun's been in there.
I'm sure a lot of Deshaun's guys have already voiced their opinion of Deshaun and how happy they are to have him.
Because everyone's like, Deshaun gets along with all the players. Yeah. So I'm sure that probably doesn't help Baker.
Mm-hmm.
But from a football standpoint, Baker, to me, can win more games than Jacoby Brissett. I thought that's what it was about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I mean. If the Browns, if it wasn't so far past gone, the Browns would be better off with Baker Mayfield than they would with Jacoby Brissett. I don't think there's any question about that. That you'd much rather have just and guess what? It could be the whole year, and you may be facing the fact that you got to play Jacoby Brissett for the whole year, and that's not a good thing. We haven't even talked. I haven't even gloated. I told you that Golden State was going to win this series, right? And you and Five Star told me that it was going to be that it was the Celtics.
You were wrong. They took cheating by the referees.
Here's a quote by an NBA analyst. Jason Tatum is out of Club Superstar. Is Jason Tatum now out?
Who's the NBA analyst? Because there was a whole argument. So Nick Wright apparently stole somebody's bit about Club Superstar or whatever. Who is the NBA analyst?
It's Nick Wright.
He's not an NBA. Never say that again.
No,
an NBA analyst.
No. Well, no. I did see that.
It might have been Chris Broussard.
Well, what Cowherd said the same thing, that, you know, he's a star, but I don't think he's a superstar.
We had the same conversation on this radio. He's not a star. You know a superstar. Your superstar status shouldn't matter from game to game. Once you hit superstar status, that's it. You're a superstar. You may be an aging, like James Harden is a superstar. Now, he's a fading superstar. He's not a guy who has an impact, but he got to superstar status. Maybe you can say he's not a superstar anymore, but he was there. You can't be superstar, not superstar, superstar, not superstar. That means you're not a superstar.
Now,
Jason Tatum hasn't reached that yet. Win an MVP and a title? Superstar.
Now, what did you make of Tracy McGrady made his rounds on Friday. He was on Cowherd. He was also on Rich Eisen and was basically saying, hey, you know, calm down. He's 24. That was his first finals. He'll get back on the saddle and he'll prove that he's a superstar. He's, you know, just relax.
He's
you
a
agree?
Superstar.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Jason Tatum is so good. Are you kidding me? Jason Tatum, just because he had a couple of bad games at the end there, if you're going to do that, James Harden's out. James Harden's not a superstar because James Harden, every time it came down to elimination, James Harden was sucked. He sucked. So James Harden isn't a superstar? No, James Harden's a superstar. And Jason Tatum has got a long, long way to go.
To be a superstar.
He already is. He already is a superstar.
Superstars to me need to be special. He hasn't, like James led the league. He had all kinds of scoring stuff, assist stuff. He won an MVP. This guy hasn't done any of those things. What has he done?
Oh, but he has led his team to the NBA Finals.
That's great.
Which James has never done.
But how many multiple years has he stacked? James had multiple years. James had 6 years inside. He has 4 years inside the top three.
Give
MVP
me the
voting.
Guy that leads his team to the finals.
Then he
over
cratered
James any day.
The dude cratered.
He did crater at the end.
Two of
but
the
you
last
know what?
Three. That's not
he's
superstar.
24.
I know. 24. That's why he's not a
and
superstar.
You know what?
Yet.
He's got MVPs in his future.
Okay, then when he does that, I'll give it to him. That's my whole point, John. I'm not giving it to him, projecting him. You can't be a superstar until you do it. James won an MVP. James finished top three four times.
And never took his team to the finals.
I get it. This guy also cratered. You don't get bent. Look, James helped take his team to the Western Conference Finals against the most dominant team in this generation. He did that multiple times. But guess what? We know him because he cratered. We don't know him, but he's also famous for that. Jason Tatum cratered.
He cratered.
Yeah, the last game at home was a disaster.
That's what James
does. That's what I'm saying. That's why. But James also led the league in scoring, won an MVP, finished second twice, finished third once, had scoring records, is the all-time most efficient scorer in league history. Like, James has done way more than Jason Tatum.
I think this catapults Jason Tatum into another. He's going to be, I mean, he's so young.
I'm willing to have
Jason Tatum is going to win a title.
That's a different conversation. I'm willing to have what is Jason Tatum going to be.
I would trust Jason Tatum to win a title over James, your superstar.
Okay, but do it.
All right.
But do it. You're giving him all these MVPs and titles. The guy hadn't done anything.
He got
to the finals, and then, frankly,
he took his team to a finals.
And then the last game at home, he was a disaster.
It was awful. There's no question.
I just don't think superstars in general do that most time. James has had some good games. James has actually had some really good games in the playoffs. I know James, when
so
the going
Jason,
gets
so
tough,
does Jason Tatum.
When the going gets
carried
tough,
him.
Jason Tatum has gotten there one time.
He carried him. And he's carried him before. I mean, when Kyrie wasn't there, who was it? It was Jason Tatum that got to the East Finals. I mean, Jason Tatum has been doing it now for a few years. Jason Tatum is a real superstar.
Jason's a star. Superstars, to me, I don't just give that title out. That's a small group of players.
You know who's a superstar to me? It's Billy Brown. We had lunch with Billy the other day. He is just such a good guy, people. And you're not going to get your plumbing done because, you know what? First of all, the only time you want a plumber to come to your house is when you got a problem. Okay, you got a leak. You got a burst pipe. You've got your toilets not working. You got a bathtub that is spewing out black water. You got a problem. So who can you depend on? That's the biggest question in the plumbing game. And how much are they going to charge you just to come out and give you an evaluation? Well, at Aqueduct Plumbing, they're not charging you a thing. We had a guy who, a buddy of mine, had Aqueduct out there, looked all over the place. He had a problem, and it was a small problem. He left without getting paid. I mean, this is the kind of things that Aqueduct Plumbing does. You can trust them. And when you have a problem with your plumbing, you want somebody you can trust.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Plumbers can crush you. Plumbers can crush you if you don't trust them. They can tell you any old thing. They can be doing huge jobs, tell you you have to pay for a huge job that you don't even need. You want a job. You want to know somebody when they charge you for something, it's for a job you need, and you want to also make sure that you are going to get what it is that you're paying for. And that's what they do at Aqueduct Plumbing. They come out there. They get the job knocked out. They do it at a very reasonable rate, and they're not going to tell you you need something fixed. It doesn't need fixed. Whether it's a big job or small job, Aqueduct Plumbing. Go to the website, thebenchplumbing.com, and get all the information you need, thebenchplumbing.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Paris SPs make these catch seizures. Foam game in on Irish Springs and Lever.
A godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get.
Look at Tommy Stark says, when did Daryl Zierlein come into the show with all this heart and love, Lance Morey? I'm just being accurate. I mean, my problems with James Harden are well spelled out. I mean, I think he has loser DNA. I don't think he wants real smoke when it comes to them. I don't think he, I think he's a phenomenal scorer. I think he certainly reached superstar status. You don't get to be first team All-NBA like seven times, and you're not a superstar. He led the league in scoring multiple times, set records for it, was an MVP. He's got as many top five finishes in MVP voting as Kevin Durant has in his career. James does. I mean, it's just the truth. We've got a bias because we saw James crater. We know what ultimately is at his core. He will crater. But he's still a superstar. I mean, he's still one of the preeminent players in the league, one of the top five players in the league. No one would doubt that. I don't think Jason Tatum's one of the top five players in the league right now. That's my only point. Now, could he be? Yeah, he could. I don't think he reached.
Okay.
To me, a superstar doesn't go up and down based on from game to game.
Well,
you don't
no.
And that's what people.
So where is Jason Tatum in the game? He's a top 10 player for sure.
Yeah, I put him in top 10.
He's a top 10 player.
I'll put him in top 10. Is Steph in your top 10?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
crazy. Watch how quick this list gets filled up, though. Giannis, what about Jokic?
Giannis, Jokic.
What about LeBron? Look how he played this year.
Yeah, he played great. LeBron.
Okay, LeBron. So you got Steph. You've got, obviously, Harden.
No.
Oh, wait, that's right.
Embiid.
Also Embiid, obviously. I mean, you have to. Embiid, Jokic, Giannis, LeBron, Steph.
Now you're getting
you putting Ja Morant in there?
Ja belongs up there. But this is where you're getting in Jason Tatum neighborhood.
How about Devin Booker?
Yeah, but
you're putting Booker in top 10?
I like him as a top 10.
No, I know you do.
I do.
Okay, I'm going to put him down. Now I'm going to put Jason Tatum in there. Who else? Who are we missing right now, RJ? You're not putting Anthony Davis in top 10 anymore.
I'm not.
You putting Kawhi?
No, he's not around.
Okay.
I can't.
Let's see. Who else are we missing? Oh, Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah, KD. Absolutely. Oh, Jokic. I mean, Luka.
Yep, Luka.
And
that's 10 right there.
That's 10 right there. He's in that. He's right in there.
You're not putting Dame in there.
How about Jimmy Butler?
Putting Jimmy Butler in?
This is where it's getting tough. Yeah, so that makes it that much tougher, bro. But yeah, he's right up there. But he's taking his team there.
No, Jason Tatum, I'm probably leaving Jason Tatum in my top 10.
Devin Booker out.
Book's the first one I would eliminate from the list that you had. But, I mean, it also speaks to how deep the NBA is right now. It's a really good time. It's a really good time for the NBA. I'm looking at, let me see the standings just to remind myself of any other players. Toronto, no. Bulls, we already got to. You're not putting DeMar DeRozan in there, are you?
Nope.
You putting DeMar in there?
Ahead of Jason Tatum? Hell no.
You put DeMar in there ahead of Booker?
Not at this stage.
Okay. And not Anthony Edwards. You're not putting him in there. Nobody from the Knicks, Pacers, Wizards, Phoenix. We talked about Memphis. Well,
Bradley Beal is up there.
Bradley Beal's not top 10.
No.
Did you put him in top
10? I wouldn't put him in the top 10, but he'd probably be top 20.
Top 15.
All right. 15. I'll put him on
He's
this
getting
little,
right there now.
I'll put him on this
list. You see the odds?
Donovan Mitchell.
Spider-Mitchell. He's right outside the top 10.
Obviously,
the Bradley Beal's next team, the favorite, the Boston Celtics. Wow, how about Bradley Beal on that team?
So who are they letting walk?
It must be Jalen. I guess Jalen goes.
I would feel like it probably. I mean, but Boston still has a lot of picks. So, I mean, they've probably given up a couple picks. Maybe Marcus Smart.
What about those three on that team together?
Well, there was a rumor, and like I said, this is what I've learned. Anything that you put on social media, everybody believes. There's a rumor going around that Sacramento may trade the 4 pick to Washington for Bradley Beal.
That's the talk. My son raced into the room to tell me it's...
If I'm Bradley Beal, I'm like, oh my gosh. From the Wizards to the Kings?
Well, apparently it's gone like this. So Bradley Beal has said he's talked to some players, and they're saying, hey, you know, why don't you request a trade to come with us? Names have been LeBron James, Joel Embiid, and I think they said Jason Tatum. So there seems like there's, you know, going to be a little bit of fire there. But the most recent one that seemed like it was from an actual NBA source was saying that Sacramento may give up the four because Ivy doesn't want to come to Sacramento. That's what they're hearing. So Beal may be a part of the Kings, which is now NBA purgatory.
Ivy doesn't want to go to Sacramento. Well, then we better get rid of this pick. Ivy doesn't want to come. How about F off, Ivy?
Whoa.
How about we pick you and you come?
F,
and if you don't like it, you don't get paid. And we'll let you sit out for a year and you can wait until next year. That's also an option.
That is an option.
Like, you can't let this be where you can't make yourself better. The NBA has to step in. If you have parity because of a draft, and your draft is set up with parity so much so that you wanted to prevent tanking, so you now have you continue to alter your lottery system, and then number four has to trade a pick. Sacramento has to trade because I got news for you. Nobody wants to go to your place, and you're not even a worst team in the league. You're not even in the five worst teams in the league record-wise. You're not in the six worst team. You're the seventh worst team in basketball. And who wants to go to Sacramento? Nobody. So I guess they don't get to draft anybody. I guess they have to trade all their picks. Well, which free agents want to go there? None. Well, what players we trade want to go here? None. Well, then why even have a team in Sacramento? Disband and spread the team. Let's disband two teams, spread the players out. We get Cox. We get De'Aaron Fox. So Rockets have him. That's our pick. We get first pick out of. So we're disbanding. Who is the other team we're going to disband? We're disbanding Sacramento because no one wants to play there. Jaden Ivey won't go there, so they
Orlando. Nobody wants to play there, so get it.
Apparently, Orlando. No one wants to go there either. So yeah. Yep. So we're disbanding Orlando. So now we're going to go to 28 teams. We're disbanding Orlando. We're disbanding the Kings. We've taken one from both conference. Now Rockets. We had the worst pick, so Rockets gets first pick. I would say Fox is going to be the first pick, right? And it's a position of need. KPJ, you trade KPJ.
Right? Yeah. No. I agree. Shouldn't Orlando move to Vegas?
Well, I mean, all the players are
Vegas
in.
Vegas Magic.
Did you see?
Would you rather
LeBron wants to own a team and immediately move them to Vegas? Yeah.
Which I feel like we could use this as a topic tomorrow. If you, for any sport that you wanted, where would you want to have your expansion team? Like, what city would you want to have your expansion team? Because now the NBA is saying that they're looking to, you know, bring back a team to Seattle because now they built the new arena. You have LeBron saying he wants a team in Vegas. There was a report that Floyd Mayweather may be in the mix of trying to get a team to Vegas. So where would you like your expansion team to be? We'll probably discuss that tomorrow.
Vegas. I want them in Vegas, period, exclamation point. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Vegas wins for me
now,
for everything.
Now, NBA I'm players in Vegas.
I'm going there tomorrow. Let's move a team there.
NBA players in Vegas could be a problem.
The home team. It's an awesome problem. It's so easy to get everything that they want to their hotel rooms. The best place.
No, see, that's what I was
as
saying.
Opposed to having to go to places, seedy places.
That could be a problem.
It's
for your team winning.
It's a great problem to have if you're an NBA owner. It's all right there. It's all legal. Everything okay. We're all good. Everything is fine. It's the best place to go.
You know, the Orlando Magic is just filled with guys who had all kinds of love from the public, right? Bol Bol, Manute Bol's son. My kids forever loved Bol Bol. Mo Bamba. You have the song Mo Bamba. I mean, he's 10.6 and 8 rebounds a game. Markel Fultz, the former first pick of the draft, 10.8. And, I mean, that's it. That's all he averages. How about Jalen Suggs? I was wrong. Well, maybe I'm not wrong on Suggs. He was a rookie. Let's see what happens. He averaged 11.8 points a game. I actually think Jalen Suggs is still going to be a good player. I saw a lot of things I like from Jalen Suggs. I will say the Evan Mobley over Suggs stuff that I thought was stupid. Well, maybe that's why I do football stuff and not basketball stuff.
Yep.
Because Evan Mobley looked pretty good. And that's the other reason. I kind of compared Chet Holmgren to Evan Mobley, and somebody told me, who was that who said, dude, Evan Mobley's like 30 pounds heavier. Oh, it was on our chat. It was Dell said that. He's like 30 pounds heavier than Chet Holmgren. What? If Evan Mobley is 30 pounds heavier than Chet, and Evan Mobley looks like that?
Yeah.
Then Chet Holmgren is going to break at some point.
No. That's not I quite frankly.
And Evan Mobley's like
I
what?
I thought that about Kevin Durant when he came out, and he was just fine. He was just fun. Not sure he would have lasted in the 80s.
Yeah, but he doesn't like physicality.
No. No.
KD doesn't like when you press up on him real strong.
No. And Chet ain't going to like it either.
Chet ain't going to like it.
Hey, when we come back, News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Make the call, Morley Law. Okay. Several, at the Morley Law Firm, there are several independent criminal lawyers with so much combined experience. They're right here on 45, specializing in criminal and injury defense. Right, they're the right firm to help you protect your rights, okay? They're going to work tirelessly in your defense, ensuring you get fair justice and win your case. If you're wrongfully accused or unintentionally inflicted harm and you're facing charges, I know it's a hopeless feeling. And you know what? You need hope, and you've got the Morley Law Firm here for you. It's their personal and professional responsibility to do everything possible with the legal support you need. You have rights. And you need them upheld. You need representation. You've got it. You don't have a lawyer on retainer. You don't have somebody that's going to help you if somebody is suing you civilly. You don't have somebody that is going to help you if you've been accused wrongfully or rightfully. You still need representation. What if you're being deported? Okay. You need help. You need representation. And in a lot of cases, they're helping people who are getting deported because they speak Spanish and they can help you out, brother. All you got to do is contact the Morley Law Firm. Make the call. Morley Law. 713-839-9955. 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com. MorleyLaw.com. MorleyLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Warrior sound! Real. Let's go! Fun. Sports.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, before we get to it, Yainer Diaz has been brought up to the Space Cowboys. Yainer was hitting 316, 367. His OPS is almost 900 in AA. So he's been brought up. They got four. As Kenny, our intern, Kenny Van Dorn from Climbing Tails Hill, points out, they got four catchers on the roster now. Corey Lee is not showing that he's ready for the bigs yet.
Not yet.
So he's got a.
He was really on pace too.
Maybe like Yainer. Really maybe Yainer's the guy.
He was really coming on for the season, but we'll see. He took a step up, but we'll see.
Man, Yainer is playing every day and he's hitting like that. But he's got to come up here and sit behind Corey
Lee.
Can
a guy named Yainer ever be a long-term solution?
Oh, really? Yainer? I mean,
there's Yadier. That guy's been pretty good.
Hall
of Famer.
First ballot Hall of Famer. Yadier's a first ballot guy.
Never thought of him that way.
Oh my gosh,
there's not a lot of first ballot Hall of Famers now.
He's the best.
They even had a conversation yesterday about them making.
He's the best catcher of the last 15 years.
Making Jose Altuve wait on purpose that he'll get into the Hall of Fame, but they're going to give him the first year ding. They're not giving it to him.
I actually had a conversation about this with Matt Carpenter. He said that guy is the greatest player he's ever played with.
Who?
Yadier? Yadier.
Wow.
He played with
Albert Pujols.
Yeah. No. He says Yadier is the most unbelievable guy.
He played with Lance Berkman.
I mean, behind the plate every day. And he's been doing
it. Yeah. With eyeliner, too.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. So, Lance, there is a Colorado town that is really doing well in the cannabis industry, and they're going to change their name to Kush. The name of the town. Do you want to live in Kush, Colorado?
I mean, you just tell me what the summers look like. I'm to the point, this summer's broken me. So, yeah, I'll live wherever. I mean, Colorado sounds nice, but sometimes some of their microclimates aren't that great.
No. I wouldn't mind
living. You say Kush, Colorado or California?
Colorado.
Yeah, because their tax structure is better.
Yeah,
possibly.
I don't want all that snow and stuff, though. I heard it was like snowing up there like last week up in Colorado.
We got Who snow when you were out of town.
I don't need that. In my
when you
life.
Got out of town, we had some snow.
We had some snow
we
here.
We had snow where you were gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anna Sorokin is in the news.
I went and watched her actually on the interview because I wanted to hear what she sounded like. Sounds exactly like you think she sounds.
Anna Sorokin is back in the news. She said she's selling NFTs. Do you want an Anna Sorokin NFT?
No. I don't.
I
don't want any NFTs, but I really don't want her.
Of all the NFTs?
Do you think you're going to get an Anna? Do you think she'll deliver?
I don't know. But she said she's going straight. She said,
"Yeah, and she wanted to show that she's serious about turning her life around, and she's not going to swindle anyone anymore. So she's going to show you by giving you some NFTs."
If you have not watched the docuseries of
Inventing Anna,
it is
it's worth your time.
He's so poor. Someone paid Someone paid $19 million for a steak lunch with Warren Buffett. Would you pay $19 million to eat lunch with Warren Buffett?
Yeah, because here's why. If you have $19 million to spend for that, he's going to give you some information. Oh, yeah. Because
you're going to make money off of that.
Now, I think it's not worth your time now. We're in a bear market. What are you going to do with that information? Maybe right. Maybe the $19 million is worth it for you to figure out a way to hang on to more of your money. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
That would have been a hell of a steak, by the way.
Apparently, there was a big mistake in the drug business. Apparently, 68 million pounds of cocaine were shipped to Czech Republic supermarkets in banana shipments. And they're showing up all over the Czech Republic. Do you want to buy bananas from the Czech Republic now?
And then sell them?
And then
on the streets? No. I do not. I just had drinks with an assistant DA. I do not want to say things like I want to get banana cocaine and sell it.
I wouldn't mind banana cocaine. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind seeing it. All right. Hey, an adult site, Strip Chat, has offered golfers free VIP membership to turn down the Saudi LIV Golf Series in 2022. Is that, instead of $200 million, would you like to get a free a special chat in an adult site?
Pass. See it all for free anyway and take my $200 million. Sounds like a terrible offer.
Well, yeah, I'll pay the whatever it is if I got $200 mil.
Yeah,
but
Somebody buys fart in a bottles off OnlyFans? Come on,
stop.
Move it along.
That's all we need. And that's all. We're done here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Gallant, Vanessa and Gallant next right here for your listening pleasure. Right now, though, Lance, what about some siding and windows?
Allstate Windows and Siding. If you go to the website, Allstate Windows and Siding, you see exactly what it is that their product and what it looks like. You know, windows here, we're going through some really tough times from a heat standpoint and a drought standpoint. It's only going to get worse. It's expected we'll be in the 100-degree range for 4 days this week. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad next week. It's going to be the worst summer that we've ever had. Well, are you ready with some new windows? I've been telling you, and if you didn't take advantage of it, you should have. But one of the biggest culprits for inefficiencies when it comes to your electric bills are leaky windows. And when you have those single-pane windows, you have those old windows that have not been retrofit into the frames by Allstate Windows that are made right here in the state of Texas and double pane, double strength, you're going to have higher energy bills. It can cut your energy bills up to 40%. I'll tell you something else. The siding also helps to not only beautify, but also make your home more energy efficient as well. Listen, windows, siding, they can do the work for you at Allstate Windows and Siding. They get the removal done quickly. They get the replacement done quickly for your windows, so you don't have to worry about being without windows for long. Allstate Windows and Siding. That's AllstateWindowsandSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5.